Slow dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming, and welcome to a new year. Hi, everybody. It's Summer. And this is going to be a short little show today, just enough to put some thoughts, some tiny little whispers in your ear about what it would be good to think about, to go toward, to become, and to feel into this year. So we're going to jump into our topic, which is 5 days in flow. 5 days in flow, something very simple, very easy you can do, and I'll tell you all about it in just a second, but keeping in alignment with what I've been doing recently in our show, I've been showcasing, actually, some of the reviews that you guys are putting up on iTunes, just a little love coming back at you, sharing them with everyone, so you know that I really, really appreciate your reviews. Reviews and subscribes are what make the iTunes world go round. And so every time you subscribe or review, well, your Santa Claus just puts another little good check in your box at the end of the year. So Miss Josie 444 has written, I've been listening to Summer's shows for years now. I was familiar with her way back around 2008, but didn't really start listening until maybe 2012. I've also attended one of her workshops in person and some teleclasses over the years. She has a tremendous amount of wisdom, and some of her shows have left me feeling blown away by the understanding I've gained about my own patterns and what holds me back in the short time of listening to her. I recommend listening to her show if you want to connect with your life and yourself more deeply and really learn how to live. Thank you, Miss Josie 444. That is a love, and I bring it in and I accept it. Thank you. That's my goal every show, to peak your thinking, and to get you to explore ideas and thoughts that wouldn't necessarily have naturally occurred in your own head. I rarely have guests, sometimes I do, occasionally, but I always try to bring you topics and ways of looking at life that filter them through this philosophy, this concept of flow, of energy, of emotion, this understanding that we engage in life first through our energy, second through our thoughts and action. The complete opposite, as most people think. Right? They think we do it through our thoughts and our actions. And finally, we bring it all into our energy. Mm-mm. My world is completely reversed, and yours may be too. Many of you have also discovered through this show that you're an empath. That's something we talk about from time to time, but not today. Today, we're going to jump into 5 days in flow. So I'll tell you where this got started. I was thinking, hey, it's been a while since I've touched base with a lot of you in person. As you know, I don't often do Facebook Lives. I make the attempt. I make the stab at it from time to time. I love to sit behind the microphone in my pajamas. And so far, I have a little smidge of vanity left in my life that says, nah, I'm not going to do a Facebook Live while I'm doing this with my unbrushed hair and, you know, yeah. So as a result, you know, a lot of you kind of, you know, come to Flow Dreaming through the podcast, through the books I've written, through the website and the shop, you know, all the flow dreams I've created. But there is a missing element, and that element is doing some flow live, right? Just kind of getting into the energy, being swept in the live experience of this is what we do when we really bring up this energy. You know, I get this image of the conductor bringing up the baton and the whole orchestra just just gushes with sound. And that's what we're doing when we go into flow, when we flow dream, when we do it as a group. I often suggest this idea, the metaphor, bring it up, analogy of the birds, right? There's a very clear reason in nature why the birds form a arrow point when they're in the air. They're actually utilizing the wake of the bird in front of them, right? Who's breaking the airflow in front of them. They're in essence creating an easier route, an easier path for one another bird by bird. They carry each other along as if they're on invisible strings of energy or flow or ease or that little break in the molecules of the air that allows them to lift a little bit more. So this is what we do when we flow together, when we flow dream together. And it's one of the primary reasons, of course, that I started Me School. You've heard me speak about that probably, because that's how I get you for, 52 weeks in a year. And I get to flow with you and change you and help you develop into something new. But not all of you can be in Me School or will ever be in Me School. So what can we do together to further your practice, to still keep you focused on how do I want to feel? What do I want my life to give to me? What do I want to create this year? What's it going to look like? This is where 5 days in flow kind of blossomed from. I thought, okay, what if each day for 5 days, right smack during your work week, if you're still working, I pull you aside for 10 or 15 minutes and I say, hey, stop what you're doing. Go take a coffee break. Go step outside. Turn on your phone. Pop open your laptop, whatever it may be. Come flow with me. Let's go get in alignment. I want you to have direct hands-on experience of what it feels like to get your entire energy system, yourself, your soul, everything into alignment, into focus, into a place of ease, to create that little break in your day where instead of things just kind of, flooding out, whatever they may be, whatever is going on, just handling stuff, where you have this intentional break right there. And I want you to see what that feels like. And not only that, but what happens when that starts to accumulate, when it becomes something that's consistent in your life. So we're going to be doing 5 days of flow. We're doing it, unfortunately, if you're listening to this on demand, this may have already passed you. But, check back, check in at my website. I might be doing something like this again. I don't know. But for those of you who are listening relatively now, I'm going to be doing this next week. And it's easy to register. You just go to flowdreaming.com and you will see a registration link. Or if you don't, jump onto my newsletter. Get on my email list. You can do that very easily by getting my free kit. I give you a kit of downloads, teaches you how to flow dream. I give you a tutorial, a flow dream positive flow, some instructional guides for it. If you do that, then you will also get the information on how to sign for this. Last, if you still can't find it, go to Facebook. I'm there. Go to Instagram. Look up Flow Dreaming or Summer Mixtravic. You should be able to find it in either of those spots. So there's lots and lots of ways to get in and register. And then we are going to flow together. So what's the point of this 5 days of flow? What do you think? Why do we do this? Why do you need someone like me even to kind of nudge you, coax you, talk you into the practice? So I did a little research before today's show, and I asked the question of the almighty Google gods, why do people stop good habits? Not how to create a good habit or why do we have bad habits, but why do people stop good habits? Because so many of us have tried many, many times to create a morning routine, to create a self-care ritual, to integrate into our lives those things that just make us feel good, that grow us, that help us, that nurture and nourish us. And yet we do them for a while and we stop. And some stick, but many don't. Do you go to church? Maybe that one stuck. Do you have dinner with your family most nights of the week? Well, maybe that one stuck. Do you take time to take care of your body? Do your hair, your nails, whatever it may be? Well, maybe that good habit stuck. Taking care of yourself. Do you go to the gym? Maybe that one stuck. But there are a lot that haven't stuck. How about having those green juices every single morning? I've pulled out my juicer probably 3 or 4 times in my life, juiced every day for about 3 months, and then went, oh my God, I can't keep this up. And somehow one day I just stopped. Well, the same is true for a lot of us with our mindfulness practice, our flow practice, our energy practice. It's kind of like you're dating the universe and one day you're like, nah, I'm just over you. Stop. Bye. And you just ghost the universe. You're like, you're gone. You're done. Sorry. I'm not talking to you for a while until I get desperate. Then I'm going to be like, you know, crying my eyes out coming back. And that got me thinking, you know what? There's got to be a way to continue our good practices. What does it take to re-loop ourselves back in? And I know for many of you, your practice is flow. Your practice is this kind of emotional reconditioning that flow creates for you, right? That's what flow dreaming does. It co-creates for you. It sets the tone for your life. It gives your inner self a direction. This is where I'm going. This is how I intend to feel. I don't even know how I'm going to get there, but this is how I intend to feel, and this is what's going to happen. And that's what your flow dreaming practice does. It's this little 10-15 minute integration into your day so that you don't just go through a whole day just reacting, taking care of stuff, reacting, getting stuff done. This is the moment in flow when you say, this is the bigger picture. This is where we're going. This is how it's supposed to all make me feel at the end of the day. Here you go. So 5 days in flow is a way for you to start to redevelop the habit. Now, you can do it with me if you're listening to this, you know, at the right moment in the spheres of time, or if it's already passed and I'm not currently doing one of these with you, you can do this on your own. You can say every day at noon, which is the time I chose because I'm pretty... Noon's a really good time for me, right? I've woken up. I'm kind of on a roll with things. I'm pretty focused. My kids are all at school, so I'm good. I'm like in a good spot to work, to flow, to think, to feel, to focus. But you pick the time. You might even do it after work when you get home. You could do it even at bedtime, but caution. When you flow at bedtime, when you flow dream at bedtime, you're often already emotionally spent. Especially, here's a little indicator. If you're the person who comes home and you watch a bunch of junk TV because you just need to, quote, unwind, probably means you don't have the emotion that you need to create really powerful, effective flow. And you should be doing it earlier in your day. Get up, have coffee, do your flow dreaming, leave for work. You're not a night flow dreamer. So choose this time each day for 5 days. Get into flow state. A lot of questions will probably pop up in your mind as a result, like, what am I thinking about? What am I going for? Am I doing it right? Wait a second. Am I supposed to be like zeroing in on the details or going broad and wide? Or I couldn't even feel flow. I don't even know. I just kind of emptied my mind. I don't know what I'm doing. All of these questions are good. They're really good. Because what's happening is when you start to practice something, you become aware, finally, of the pieces that you need to sharpen and develop and the pieces that are already working for you. Until you actually do the practice, you don't know. You just guess what's going to feel like or what will happen. But once you get in and do it and the questions start popping up, what's happening is there's some part of you that's identifying the pieces that you know need to be more in alignment, that you know need to be more focused, more clear, more aware, more juicy, more rich, more emotion-filled. But you got to do the practice. So here you are jumping into your 5 days of flow. You are sitting down. You got my free kit. You know how to flow dream. You're going into it. You come out of it. You're like, what the heck happened? I don't even know if I did it, if that's right. The next day, you totally forget to do it. The third day, you remember because you're feeling guilty about forgetting it the day before. And you go in and you're like, this feels interesting, but maybe this is more like something I've already done. I don't know exactly. The next day, you go in and you're like, yeah, I'm really going to feel it. I'm on my game today. I'm going to feel tons of great stuff. And you're like, yeah, I think I'm finally getting it. And Friday or your fifth day comes along and now you're starting to think, what if this became one of my good habits? What if it became a good habit that I stayed with or that I drop and come back to? You guys ever started something, did it for years, loved it, stopped, and then come back to it or came back to it? I've done this, right? I first learned to play the guitar in fourth grade. I had a great teacher. My fourth grade teacher sang and played all through class, really inspired me. So I began taking lessons. I can't say I've ever become a great guitar player. I really haven't. But I have 3 guitars today. I can't help it. I see them. They're like candy. I want that guitar. And I've come back again and again through the years. In fact, I've probably learned to play guitar at least 3 or 4 times now, and then I've forgotten it again. But the point is, when you touch on something that reaches into your soul, it's a part of your expression, it's a part of your being, it's a part of your power. Whether or not it stays consistent, I don't want to say is irrelevant because consistency is good, but you will notice it often comes back to you. Again, 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 keeps coming back in your life. I began planting gardens when I was a kid, and then I had to stop. I didn't have a place for a garden, stopped for years. And then I had a place for a garden, and I had a little garden outside my condo and a whole bunch of pots, you know how you do when you're younger. And then I finally got a house. And then I had no garden for a while because I couldn't get one put in. The backyard was just a hot mess. Then I had a garden again. Right? So gardening has sort of traveled with me in and out throughout the years. That's a good habit and it's a practice. Gardening's my practice. Yoga, I've been the same way. There's a whole list of things like this. And maybe your ability to flow is also one of these things. And maybe it's time to reinvigorate it and bring it back in. And maybe all this talk for me has actually inspired you to bring something else back in. Maybe it's your drawing. Maybe it's your, I don't know, painting or ice skating or singing or writing, anything. Maybe it's time to bring it back in and do it for 5 days. Right? 5 days is an easy in. It's a low commitment. It's a, I'm going to taste this. And the first couple days, like I described, you might hit a little resistance. Oh man, I've lost my touch. I'm not so good at this. I don't know what I'm doing. But you need the 5 days to get past that little piece of resistance, that regret, that little doubt in you. And you will get past it. You always get past it. But you got to get past it. And that's what the 5 days does for you. So I want to invite all of you, come flow with me for 5 days. Come to Facebook, come to Instagram, look for it where I say 5 days in flow. And I am Flow Dreaming Live every day at noon with all of you. And I'm going to do this on video. And I hope to God I'm not going to show up in my pajamas, but I just might. We shall see. And for all of you who are trying to keep a healthy habit, not lose that healthy habit, maybe you've never really lost it. Maybe it's just, you know, been snowbound for a while. Maybe it's just been slumbering. It's time to bring it back. Invite it back. Coax it back. Play with it. It wants to come out and dance with you. So bring it back in your life. Bring back the habit, bring back your flow, bring back your focus, bring back your joy. If you've ever experienced it, it means it's still there in you. It's somewhere. It just has to be brought back. So that's it. My little la la la, what do I call it? Monologue to you, drop of idea, wisdom, whatever you want to say. I will see you all again next week. More flow dreaming coming up. If you're curious about what flow dreaming is, I said get the kit. You can also go to the shop, download some flow dreams and try them that way. And sometimes I even do live flow dreams right here in this podcast with you. Haven't been doing them lately because I'm switching up my format. I really need to always keep things fresh. But you can find a lot of flow dreams by scrolling back a number of episodes, and you'll discover episodes that describe how to flow, what it is, etc., sort of the answering the basic questions. And you'll also discover many hundreds of episodes where we get into flow together. So that's it, my chickadees. I love you all, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.